Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Another feel-good broadcast. Another week has gone by.
They blow by. Oh, my gosh, does it go fast.
When you have something to do, like every day, it'd be at a certain time. Time goes very quick.
It's Friday.
And where are we? We're at the Power Hour, and we're glad you're here. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. I'm your honored host, and...
And thepowerpeople.com.
And the what?
Power people here.
What?
Power people here.
Okay.
Power mall. Power people.
Okay, I'm glad you've stopped all the momentum of the show.
You got to wake up.
I guess, apparently. We're glad that you are here, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what the situation. We have a lot of news, and we'll go over a lot of things. Anything on your mind, certainly give us a call, 844-769-2944. We have been having a little difficulty with our call, and please be patient and just, you know, persevere on and get through. John Singleton, he's been on, I think, at least one other time. I know. I really like John. His website is Ace of Coins. He deals a lot in a lot of things. And he's going to talk specifically about cryptocurrencies and using that for business. Some of these things that I've been telling you, you know, about cryptocurrencies, the positive things that you can do with these, he's going to talk about that. Also masks, some stories about masks and helping businesses be able to operate with this, with these just ungodly, unconstitutional restrictions on them. John Singleton is here. Or will be here, I should say, in an hour. So we're very excited about that. And we'll get to the news. Uncle Kevin riding shotgun.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yes, yes, power people. Yes, we're glad to be here.
You finally caught that after 5 minutes. Very good.
Activist Post. Historic. This is historic. A judge rules the NSA domestic spying exposed by Edward Snowden was illegal.
Oh, boy. That is a big one.
What's the first thought that comes to your mind when you hear that story, before I even read it?
People going to jail.
Okay, well, that's not my first thought, but that's an interesting thought. My first thought is Edward Snowden going to get pardoned?
Oh, yes.
That's my first thought.
Yeah.
A federal appeals court has ruled that the NSA's historic controversial domestic spying program was illegal. One of the same programs the NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden released details on to journalists in 2013. For people who do not know, and I'll continue to read more of this, the government, through its proxies, through the telecommunications, through, you know, Apple, Samsung, what have you, now Project Echelon, the big NSA center in Utah, they're building others supposedly. They listen, they track everything.
And that's not the worst part about it. It goes through the NSA. They got two doors. It goes to the NSA, and then another stream goes out to businesses.
That's
the bad thing about it.
Right. There's a corporatocracy where some of these businesses get this information.
Okay, yeah.
What does that mean? What's the big deal? I have nothing to hide. Ladies and gentlemen, this idea that, I have nothing to hide from the government. Go ask Michael Flynn. Go ask Michael Flynn how that went, among others. Yes. You owe nothing to government. The Bill of Rights, what the founders did and established as law, accepted law in this country, the Declaration of Independence, that you were endowed by your creator. So the question now becomes, we're seeing in Australia, another massive incident in Australia. They didn't just arrest that pregnant lady. They went and arrested about 80 people. I mean, they're like trying to wipe the set. I don't know what's going on. Is China got their hand in the finger puppets,
so to
speak?
Absolutely.
This sounds like China.
Yeah, sure does.
In Australia.
And we saw that a year ago. Remember the movies that China's moving in at all the ports they want out there by Australia and New Zealand and all the islands that they're taking over?
Yes.
And now it's here. I mean, that's the only thing you can think.
We often ask, what can we do? Well, we had Richard Mack on 2 days ago. You can support Richard Mack.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you can do.
I'm going to donate to Richard Mack. Absolutely.
The Power Mall is. I am. Richard.
This is so important.
And think about the police in Australia. Their police, their political arms, they're part of the bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. Think about how unique it is in America where you have sheriff's departments, which sometimes are co-opted into the bureaucracy, right. but they're still not accountable to the bureaucracy.
Yes.
They're accountable directly to the people.
The people. And if you don't like what they do, 4 years later, you throw them
out. At least 4 years,
out.
You can get rid of
throw
them.
Throw them out, you know.
Yeah, and especially small counties. I mean, it you know, if one person got a wild hair and just really got to it, and got about $10,000.
Yeah,
and they got some people. They can in these small counties.
They can become
a lot of these things. They can unseat or find somebody who does want to be sheriff.
Yes, absolutely.
They can do anyway. Sheriff Mack's message is starting to resonate. His message of the sheriff's the chief law enforcement officer in the county.
Mm-hmm.
The sheriff has an oath to the Constitution. The sheriff is directly accountable to the people, and the sheriff can interpose. And that's a doctrine. James Madison, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, interposition. That the law, that these people who are in positions of quote unquote law enforcement, I hate that word, but I don't know a better one, peace officers, but law enforcement in general, they have a moral duty and an oath obligation to interpose whenever they see the Bill of Rights violated. Now, that's why in school for decades, these things haven't been focused on. That's why the Declaration of Independence hasn't been focused on. Why don't they read the Declaration? John Whitehead was on here, told you. Well, they don't read the Declaration of Independence because it tells you that you have a right and a duty to overthrow your government if they don't act right.
Yeah.
That's why they don't let you read it.
Yeah, it's legal for us. It's legal for, in the Constitution, it's legal for us to overthrow our government. Do you understand that? It's legal. It's written right in black and white.
Show me another country where that's the truth.
Yeah.
And people want to disparage our founding father. Look, again, I've said it 100 times. I don't care if Thomas Jefferson, every full moon, runs down Main Street naked. I don't care.
Me neither.
I don't care. It's insignificant and it matters not to me compared to what they did and what they accomplished for our country. Doesn't matter. And they're sitting at, you know, people who ignorantly are criticizing him for the slavery issue know nothing of Thomas Jefferson's history. Even his own ancestors are getting up on TV. New York Times hacks. I can't remember the one guy's name. He's been on news medias quite a bit talking about Jefferson, and he's an ancestor of Jefferson, and Jefferson should be marginalized, and Monticello should be taken down, and
He's an idiot. I'll put it right there.
Thomas Jefferson stopped the slave trade.
Yeah, bingo.
By executive order.
Yep.
Who else did it? If you say, okay, in America, who stopped the slave trade? Oh, Abraham Lincoln. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Thomas Jefferson did.
Yep.
Thomas Jefferson did in 1807.
Yep.
Among many other things, and the original Declaration of Independence was an indictment of Britain. You want to be mad at somebody? You want to protest somebody's flag? Protest the Union Jack.
Yeah.
They
were slave traders. The Union
slave
Jack
traders.
They were demons.
Think about India. This is in the '50s in India. Think about Hong Kong. What 20 years ago they finally released Hong Kong.
They finally released it. Yeah.
I got way off topic here, but this is anyway. Support. You want to know what you can do? Because that's a lot. I never want this show to be plain. Just a complaining hour or 2 hours. I don't want it to be that.
Yeah.
I want to be able to give solutions and offer people and perspectives that people making a changing the world, or I don't even say changing the world. That's not they are projecting the world that we want, and that's the attitude we need to have because we have power. We're not victims. So Sheriff Mack is projecting the world that we want. We want you want Constitution? Well, maybe you don't. I don't know. If you want constitutional law, you want the Bill of Rights to mean something, you want your endowment from your creator to mean something, you want the Bible to mean something. You say, what do you mean the Bible means something? Okay, go to China and take your Bible down the street on the train. Go take your Bible in China while you're reading it in the train on your way to work in China and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay, and then tell me what the difference is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what's the difference between China and America? Well, this is America, that's China. No. What is the difference? There's only one. Our founding fathers got off the couch and told the British to go to hell and picked up a gun.
Picked up a gun.
And then by the force and prayer and the belief and faith in God as the basis, they killed redcoats.
Yep.
And they projected and wrote down a law and redeemed this land with their blood and their faith. Period. That's why in America, you can read the Bible right now on the train to work, and in China, you can't. And they're eroding it. And if we, when we lose it, like Daniel Webster said, miracles do not cluster.
Yeah.
What happened once in 6,000 years, don't expect to happen again so quick. If we ever relinquish this, there'll be anarchy and chaos throughout the world.
Sure will.
That is true. In my, I believe it with every fiber of my being. More or less, I know that's not completely true, but more or less, the fight for freedom, the umbrella of freedom, the standard of freedom lives and dies in the United States of America. No offense to anybody else listening from anywhere in the world. That's just the way it is. Because 250 years ago, they raised an umbrella of protection, a hedge so high, it gave shade to the rest of the world. That's what our founding fathers did. Why do I continually go over this? Because everything you see on corporate media, at most of the things you hear on other shows like this, don't tell you these things. If I don't tell you, who's going to tell you? And I'm no expert. I'm just like, in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king.
There you go.
I just reasonably know this stuff. I wrote a good book with Uncle Kevin.
There we go.
I wrote a pretty good book about it.
It was a good book.
It is. Forever 1776. You should buy it. Check it out at the Power Mall.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't tell you this and who you are, then where are you going to get the sentiment? I don't want you sitting in your room alone, in your house alone, and you see all this caving in. And I'm telling you now, before it's Australia in your neighborhood, so it doesn't get to that point. And you have to hold on to this, or else it's going to be Australia. I don't know what else to say. So anyway, getting back to what I said, what can you do? Richard Mack, support. You got $5 under your mattress? Go give it to Richard Mack.
Absolutely.
You got 50. You got $5,000. You're thinking, oh, I'm going to save it for my grandson's college fund. If that were me, I'm not going to tell you what to do with your money. Well, I am, I guess, a little bit. But but that's me. If I had, okay, this is five. My grandson's 5 years old. I got $5,000 that I'm going to put in there. College fund for when he's 21 years old or whatever, 18. Or can I help the Republic right now at this meeting? Sheriff Mack needs help at this meeting to get this meeting going. Sheriffs, for the first time, have reached out to him. His message is resonating. It's like a brand new thought. Well, he's only been 10, 15 years screaming about this.
Traveling around the world, begging,
trying to borrow a big bar of steel, dime to spread his message.
Yes,
now, finally, it's starting to resonate right as the tyranny really exposes itself. So there you go. Back to Snowden.
What's the telephone number?
Oh, boy, you had to ask that, didn't you? Why in the world would you ask that when I don't have
it? Oh, okay.
Boy, you had to ask that, didn't you?
Well, they might be chomping at the bit to donate, and they don't know where to send it.
Well, that makes sense. I hope they are.
I will. We can get it later.
Where did I? Here, I do have it. No, I do have it.
All right, good.
We've totally screwed up the news. We've totally, the momentum. Everybody who's came to listen to the news is, here's a number, 602-268-9268. 602-268-9268. Please tell them when you call the Power Hour. You heard about it on the Power Hour. And that you're supporting him, 602-268-9268. That's CSPOA, and you could donate right with the phone, and you get the address from them and the like.
$5, $10 will help.
If everybody listening gave $10, this would be over.
Done.
There's
yep.
tens of thousands yes. of people listening right now.
Absolutely.
Much more, later and delays yep. and what have you.
You want your country? This is the perfect way to help. Be part of the revolution. Absolutely.
Getting back to Edward Snowden, the judge ruled that the same things that Snowden was warning people about is illegal. The landmark decision added that the spying program was even potentially unconstitutional.
Potentially. Oh, my God.
You notice how they protect each other in their languages. Anyway, the court's ruling was written by Judge Marsha Berzon. Well, congratulations, Marsha.
Finally woke up.
Marsha.
Yeah.
We're very excited. Remember that?
I remember that.
Who expressed that the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA,
mm-hmm.
didn't allow for the bulk collection of phone users' call records as the U.S. government falsely claimed at the time.
Or give them away.
Well, that's certainly what they're doing.
Yeah.
The metadata collection exceeded the scope of Congress's authorization. Well, if that's true, then is there any doubt that it's unconstitutional? I mean, even if we go by their BS claims that the FISA has constitutional authority. Jeez.
And it doesn't.
The main problem, according to Berzon, was that FISA did not allow for bulk collection, only targeted collection of known suspects. Yeah, here's what happens with FISA. The government supposedly collects everything, goes into a secret bank.
Right.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. And then they only use it when they get a warrant because you've done something wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
How?
So then they go back.
So then they go back in time.
Ten years or more of go fishing.
It's like Minority Report.
Yeah, and go fishing.
Or they go fishing and they find you did something, then they get evidence on you to get a warrant, and then go back and uncover the evidence that they already looked at.
Yeah, if you're a loudmouth and they don't like you, they just
go back 10 years, piece it all together.
That's right. and you've got an indictment against you, and you'll shut up.
The law, quote, required the government to make a showing of relevance to a particular authorized investigation before collecting the records. Well, Marcia, they collect everything, Marcia.
They collect everything.
Judge Berzon went on to state that there is no evidence that the spying program actually did anything to prevent a single case of terrorism.
Yeah, bingo.
That's irrelevant, whether it did or didn't. That's still against the law.
Still against the law.
You know, that's the argument about this virus. Well, now the argument is, well, the virus isn't as bad, so all this they shouldn't be able to do. No, they shouldn't be able to do it because it's against the Bill of Rights, regardless of whether this is a really bad pandemic or not. To the extent the public statements of government officials created a contrary impression, that impression is inconsistent with the contents of the classified record. That's again what she said. Snowden posted about the ruling saying, Edward Snowden said, I never imagined I would live to see our courts condemn the NSA activities as unlawful and in the same ruling credit me for exposing them. And yet that day has arrived. Edward, the day very soon may come where you're allowed back in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Trump orders review to defund New York City, other anarchist quote-unquote cities.
Love it.
How do you like that?
I like that.
After slamming President Trump for acting like a king, this is... I've never seen, you know, it's only delusional people and megalomaniac people who they transfer all the time.
Yeah, they project.
They project.
Yeah, they're projecting.
He's acting like Cuomo's up there, was killing people in nursing homes, demanding and saying people can't walk down the street. And he wants to talk about the pot calling the kettle black. You gotta be kidding me. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has mercifully allowed more businesses,
I think it's a little late, you know? I think it's a little late. Midtown is all completely shut down. What business is he opening?
U-Haul.
Yeah.
U-Haul needs to expand their businesses because the trucks, nobody can get a truck.
Get a truck. Very good.
Did you see the study that said that two-fifths of New York City wants to leave?
Yeah.
Not all of them can. Literally, if you want to move in New York City, you better have your own truck. You better get your cousin Guido or somebody or Vinny or whatever in the neighborhood to move you because you ain't getting a mover and you ain't getting a U-Haul.
Nope, ain't happening. You better go buy a buck.
Yeah. Unlike pretty much every other state at this point, even New Jersey, New York hasn't allowed the return of indoor dining. I don't know. These people are so illegitimate. I mean, I don't know what to do but laugh at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, they're obviously beholden to this United Nations shutdown guidance. I mean, they're obviously
get money from them because
they're obviously shutting down. That's their. I mean, does somebody have a different idea?
Nope.
The issue is prompting an outpouring of rage directed at Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. Well, the only people, don't worry, Bill, you'll get reelected. You know why? Because the only people that will be left are the ones who like you.
Yeah.
Everybody doesn't like you is left. Don't worry. You'll get reelected.
Yeah.
They've allowed protesters to gather night after night while crushing the city's small business. That's another thing I'm going to say about Australia. I cannot emphasize what a big deal this Australia story is.
Huge.
So I'm going to keep talking about it. Australia allowed Black Lives Matter to form protests through Facebook, just like that pregnant woman, that poor pregnant woman,
mm-hmm.
and the other the 80 people that they arrested, mm-hmm. allowed them to protest, allowed them to organize on Facebook, allowed them to go out and protest.
Breathe on everybody.
And now people who want to do other things, they're getting SWAT teamed.
I'd like to protest too. I'd like to, that's what that lady was saying. No, you're going to jail.
No, you're being arrested. You're an enemy to the state.
That's right.
And now you see the difference. The state has an interest, and you have an interest. The people, and in America, we're under the illusion that the state, the government, is the people, is the Constitution, is George Washington. It's not anymore. It's separated. They have an interest, and it's not your interest.
That's right. They've taken it over.
It's like a corporate interest. You know, Mitt Romney, the most evil thing I've ever heard a politician say ever publicly, is corporations are people too. So at that moment, they just made the will, the interests of the corporation equal to that of a God-created, flesh-and-blood, divine person.
Yeah.
That is satanic.
Sure is.
It is evil. It is disgusting. And that's pretty much describes Mitt Romney. So there you go. So it fits.
All of the above.
The issue is prompting an outrage. Who have allowed protesters to gather night after night, adding insult to injury. De Blasio caved to the teachers' union and spared more than 20,000 city employees who had been set for layoffs. So they're going to lay off everybody else except the teachers' union, who teach the children to be socialists and communists.
That's right, and Satanists.
Gyms finally reopened in New York City Wednesday after city officials forced businesses to get cleared by the health department. Gyms around the state were allowed to reopen the 24th, but the delay until the 2nd was unique to New York City. You know, the attitude, when you deal with, I've dealt with cities at some level, and it doesn't matter, small towns, bigger towns, whatever. The attitude that these people have is like so, Samuel Adams would probably just find out where all their the cars were and just slash all their tires.
Oh, yeah.
Just offhand, just every one of them.
Or their necks.
Well, I mean the lady at the DMV, everybody, just out of hand. Their attitude is you're there to serve them. Really?
Oh, I know. They're snooty and
you're there to serve them.
Yeah, exactly.
There's the music. Got a lot more news. We will actually get through some news. And John Singleton, you're going to want to hear him. This is he's always on the cutting edge of different things. He's got some good perspectives on how these businesses can stay open and whatnot. More whatnot on the other side from the Power Hour.
There you go.
Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your man of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Dan's up here dancing and spinning around. It's pretty cool.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Power Hour. It is a pleasure to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. John Singleton's going to join us about a half hour. I'm sure you're going to want to talk to him. It's been a while. Ace of Coins. A lot of different perspectives, what can be done in a positive way with cryptocurrencies, and also some things about businesses and masks and perspectives. John has a very different point of view. We're very excited to have him. I really like him. Oxygen kills bacteria. Ozone does. It does the same in the body. And so if you oxygenate your body, you create a really great environment for healthy activity. And that's what you want. OxyLift, you gotta take it for a while, and then your body oxygenates, gets the minerals, and that whole Krebs energy cycle injects for the oxygen. That's what we've seen. OxySulfur. There's no sulfur in the soil anymore. And you have to have sulfur to detox. You got to have the sulfur to build things. I mean, you have to have sulfur. So, again, like so many other things, if you're not getting it from this product, where are you getting it? Because you're not getting it, you know, the normal American diet. The Victory for State Sovereignty by Sheriff Mack. These little in-pocket constitutions also are on sale. Get them, hand them out, do anything. You want to know what you can do? Here's another solution. This act, look, our will, we are waking up in just small acts. Wherever you are, whenever, just do them, and this makes a big difference as a whole. The ancient we still got this magnesium lotion, which you put it on sore muscles and things, kind of like Topperson. It go along really good with Topperson, because Topperson helps absorb, then the magnesium goes with it. Really good. The ancient magnesium lotion, the flakes, the body butter to put in the bath, if you like a bath with magnesium. Really good. T-shirts are available. Now, these t-shirts, I mean, Uncle Kevin, tell people how good these t-shirts are.
I love them. They're sharp. Sharp, sharp, double sharp.
I'm not just saying this. I don't know of any radio show I've ever seen that has a logo as cool as ours. That's mm-hmm. my opinion.
And I thought I'd like the red one the best. I got a red one, and it was wonderful. But the white one's even better.
My favorite is the red. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. And with the white, does look amazing.
White looks amazing. Both of them are.
New for North American Herbal Spice, Hyper Ease for hypertension, Oregano P73 Juice, Sinu Orega, Power Silver. The Power Silver, you know, it does nothing for you. Why would you ever take it? But a Nano Silver delivery product. You've been taking that now for a little while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Under the
and I put it in my eyes. I put one.
Oh,
drop,
very good.
I put one.
Have
drop
you noticed anything, or are you just not really, or what?
Not really. I haven't noticed anything, but I do it every day.
Does it keep infections down or keep more?
It has to. Yeah, it has to.
Or why do you do it? Just for
yeah,
because, general principles?
Because that guy said so.
The interview guy said so.
He said do it, so I'm doing it. One drop in each eye every day.
Vitamin C. We have very many or several great sources of vitamin C, including Purely C, OptiVita vitamin C. You have to have vitamin C to make oxygen in your body.
Yes.
If you don't get, where are you going to get it? You're going to get some artificial vitamin C, because that's usually what's out there. Zeotrex, and let's see what else we got here. The Healthy Balance. Now, Mother Earth Minerals, Truot. I love the product, but if you get five or six of them, it's a pain in the neck. You can't take them all together under your tongue. Blah, blah, blah. It became a pain in the neck. I love the product, though. Now he's got one where he created where he's got all the basics, the Healthy Balance, the most needed ones in one thing. You just put it one shot under your tongue.
Yeah, one shot under your tongue.
I highly recommend it. I use it regularly. In fact, it's sitting right here on my shelf right here.
Yep.
In the radio
room. Very convenient.
Tranquil and the REM Sleep. Also, great products from Matthew Pfeiffer. And either one of those things, if you wake up groggy, so many people have been helped by this sleep product. And they don't grow immune to it, so to speak, like so many other of these sleeping products. And the Tranquil, take the edge off, depression, anxiety. Dr. Pfeiffer has really created something here. Vitamin D, essential to digestive plus, Hyzorb Q10, all these things and more at the Power Mall. ThePowerMall.com. PowerMall.com. Getting back to the news. Should we have Ronnie's joke? Let's do Ronnie.
Right,
it's a feel-good broadcast.
Do it.
I wanted to do... This is Ronald Reagan. You know how much I love the... Now, don't take this wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You may be a Democrat or whatever, but the Democratic platform on the national level is out of control. I'm not afraid to tell that to anybody. I mean, they're anyway, this is Ronnie Reagan telling a joke from a while ago. And let's laugh a little bit here. Here we go.
But I remember the story of a fellow who was running for office as a Republican, and he was in a rural area and it wasn't known to be Republican, and he stopped by a farm to do some campaigning. And when the farmer heard he was a Republican, his jaw dropped and he said, "Wait right here till I go get Ma. She's never seen a Republican before." So he got her, and the candidate looked around for a podium from which to give his speech, and the only thing he could find was a pile of that stuff that Bess Truman took 35 years trying to get Harry to call fertilizer. So he got up on the mound, and when they came back, he gave his speech. And at the end of it, the farmer said, "That's the first time I ever heard a Republican speech." And the candidate said, "That's the first time I've ever given a Republican speech from a Democratic platform."
That's funny.
That's pretty good.
I haven't heard that in 20, 30 years. That was excellent.
More than that.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and many at Pelosi, mm-hmm. leaders of the leaders, quote unquote, Democratic Party, they've been out saying that whatever you do, Biden, don't concede the election. It's obvious that one of their plans is, just like in Florida, you've seen in California, on the night of the election, XYZ is winning.
Yes.
You know, by a couple percentage points, they've won the election.
Yeah.
Well, all the votes haven't counted out, and so the next day, tractor trailers full of votes come in. Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Mr. XYZ. Now you lost.
Lose.
You lost.
Yeah, you lose.
Every vote counts, sir.
Yeah.
And we are counting them, and we say you lose.
It's 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're up by 1,500 votes, and by 1:30,
you lose by 6,000.
Yeah.
You lose by 6,000.
Got a few more votes in the back room.
Isn't it funny how the mail-in votes? It must be Democrats just can't get to polls.
No, they can't.
I mean, it must be that they have no way.
No,
again,
sure can't.
The book, Electoral College for Patriots.
Very good.
.com. very important. And what Tom Carr said, you heard the interview. Right now, this idea, I don't know why, and that's one of the things that I'm so suspicious. Why is Trump not going out? Maybe he's waiting a week before the election or whatever. I don't know. It is illegal right now in a federal election to have mail-in voting. It is illegal. Now, states have control of their own local elections. If they want to do mail-in voting for the state senator, whatever, the Constitution allows for that. I think it's a stupid idea, but it allows for that. Yes. We're just talking about law. They want to shove law down our throats when it matters.
They sure do.
When tyranny is on the line, then they want to use the law. They use the Bill of Rights against us.
Right.
But, the Bill of Rights can apply when BLM wants to throw bricks.
Yeah.
But it can't apply if you want to have a Facebook chat room about protesting the measures.
Exactly. It's their freedom of dissent.
Anyway, federal elections, the Constitution says this is under the jurisdiction of the Congress. Congress has already decreed that mail-in voting, not absentee voting,
right.
That's totally different. You got to go apply for the absentee vote early and all that. I mean, you got to prove who you are.
You got to prove who you are, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Mail-in voting is already illegal for federal elections.
Correct.
And these states are saying, well, it's our state.
No.
If you want to elect your state senator or your county commissioner, that's fine. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Federal elections, by law, by the Constitution, it is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important. It's already illegal. Now, unless they change that, which there's no way they're going to change it before the election, Trump should come out by executive order. You want an executive order that's constitutional?
Yeah. Definitely.
By executive order, all mail-in voting is now null and void.
Yep.
None of it will count.
None of it.
Maybe that's a strategy. No mail-in voting will count. They'll say it right before the
election.
That you got to get down there and prove who you are.
Here you go. Bam.
I don't know.
I hope so. I hope that's the.
It's obvious this is one of their. It's obvious they've done it before.
In
Kentucky, the governor of Kentucky. The Republican candidate was up, and then he was down.
Yeah. Leghorn now, huh? Cuba.
That was in Virginia.
Oh, Virginia.
Oh, God, that guy. Sammy Lyons would do more than slash his tire. I'll tell you that.
I'm telling you.
We got a caller. Dave in the Thumb. Welcome. You're live on the Power Hour.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love your show. I keep my feathers numbered just for
Excellent. That was excellent.
That was pretty good, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you. I love you guys talking about the Constitution. I know I've been trying to get you to look at our Michigan Assembly, our National Assembly. This is the pathway back to a constitutional representative Republican form of government. This is the only way we can take back this country without violence.
Okay, hold on, Dave. I want to hear what you have to say, believe me. First of all, just on its face, I disagree with you. It's the only way because I think the sheriff is the way. And
yes.
I'm talking about Sheriff Mack. Now, tell people what you're even talking about. Give them an idea what you're presenting here.
Okay. Well, first I got to tell you that I agree with you. If the sheriff was constitutional, that would be the way back, one of our ways back. But I ask people three questions. What's the first three words of the Constitution? Do you know?
Of course, we the people.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you happy with your government?
No, most people aren't who are conservative, who believe in the Constitution at all. Okay, just what is it that you're advocating, Dave?
Wait a minute. The third one is look in the mirror, right? We the people. We are the government. It's our fault that it's where we're at because we don't assemble and we don't tell them, our public servants, what they're supposed to do. So they've taken that leadership role away from us.
Right? I agree with you. Okay, so, I'm in. I'm following.
So
okay, we're right there with you.
Sheriff,
what do you want to do?
Look at the sheriffs. They're all incorporated. Since 1871, they dissolved the government, and they reformed as a corporation. Now the federal, states, and local governments are all incorporated. They don't follow our constitution. They follow their corporate constitution. They've changed it, and they are the de facto. We, the people, are the de jure. And we must assemble. That's in our First Amendment right. It's that important. It's the first one. And if we don't assemble, once we assemble, we, the de jure, stand, and the de facto must be seated.
So what are you advocating?
Yeah, that sounds perfectly
logical. I agree with most of what you said. Yep. We're on board. Yep. Okay, now what do you want to do?
What the assemblies want to do is... We have to have a majority, right? So we got to have
a majority of what?
States of people. We, the people. Once we have 36 states that have a state assembly formed, and then we have at least one county assembled, now we can start writing them our grievances, right? So this is how we take back the government.
Okay, hold there, Dave. Let me describe what I think you're telling me. You correct me where I'm wrong, right or wrong. The states need to organize under some constitutional kind of assembly banner where that's your focus. You elect representatives, whatever, people assemble together in a state form, in a county preferably, and then they write down or they express their concerns or address for grievances to the government. So then they take that back to the government and they express what their problem is, where they have a problem. It has some merit of force, much more than an individual person, and has some legality and historical effect because now it's an assembly of the people presenting to the government. Is that basically what you're saying?
That's basically it in a nutshell.
Yeah, well, I think it's great.
Yeah, we have.
I think it's great. My problem with this always has been enforcement.
Yes.
Right.
But what you're saying is the will of people, the will of, you're never going to get majority. Never. You will never get majority anytime soon on this issue, unless something drastically changes. And maybe what they're doing with the masks and all that, maybe that will change it.
And the vaccines.
And the vaccine, maybe that will change it.
Maybe.
Right now, you can get 100 Americans in a room and even constitutional Americans. And to get them to agree on one subject is difficult, just like what the founding, again, another miracle, what the founding fathers, that they agreed to anything.
Absolutely.
If you know anything about the months long battle to even come up with a constitution.
Yep.
And at the end, Benjamin Franklin, 80 something years old, said basically, boys, this is the best we're going to do.
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to sign this.
Yeah, let's do
it. I mean, what,
I ain't got much longer to live here. I got to get this done before I croak.
So anyway, So how can people learn about this and get involved?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go to national-assembly.net. There are 10 steps to forming an assembly. Learn those steps. There's some videos to watch, Red Beckman videos. They're like 6 or 7 minutes long. There's about 13 of them, and it explains exactly why we must assemble. That's national-assembly.net. Now, Michigan has formed an assembly back in 2010. We've actually written declarations to Trump, and he's followed. We sent him about 21 declarations, and he's followed, fulfilled about 12 of them so far. And all that information is on that website. We also
very
have
cool.
Michigan. That is very cool.
I'm very supportive of what you're doing.
Yes, absolutely.
Please don't take me, anything I've said is discouraging. I don't want to discourage you.
Yeah, well, listen, let me say this. I'm legally blind, right? And I know that we have no future. I don't know any other way. We can't gather, we've been trying to gather the sheriffs together, but their oath is to the corporation at the moment.
Well, okay, let me stop you right there. Let me just, hold on. Hey, these same sheriff. There's a sheriff up in Michigan, Sheriff Leaf. I talked to him on the phone personally. I don't know what county is as relation to you. I can't remember the county, but he may be right near you. He may be in your county. I don't know. Sheriff Leaf, I asked him point blank, what if somebody wants to force vaccinate in your county, mandate vaccines, what will happen? And he chuckled. He said, they'll probably get arrested. I mean, there are sheriffs that will that are open to this, have been trained by Sheriff Mack, and you have the force of law behind you, not just the force of a group of people saying, here's what we want. You have the force of law. And the law enforcement.
Right.
I mean, you have the people have the law behind them, but that's all I'm saying. But here's what I'm saying. So the same sheriff that you say took an oath to the corporate America is also has an oath to the Constitution, and he's choosing the Constitution. So it's wrong for us to discard these institutions because of 1871. It's wrong.
Right.
Because there's sheriffs out there. Okay.
Yeah, we're not doing that. We are trying to get the sheriffs on board.
Well, there's a meeting. Hey, Dave, I don't know if you heard the meeting, the interview with Sheriff Mack 2 days ago, whenever it was, September 30th. Sheriffs, okay, you have to go back and listen to this. Sheriffs are actually asking him for training now. This is the first time of any size. Virginia, many of the sheriffs are going to be there. Sheriffs from all across are coming to this. There's going to be,
there's a big deal.
At minimum, there's probably going to be 50 sheriffs or county commissioners, at minimum, 50. And at max, you know, maybe 200, you know, we're pushing this as fast as we can. So you're talking at minimum, there's going to be 50 sheriffs in the room. They're all getting trained by Sheriff Mack on all this, on the Constitution, on how to interpose, on how to stop all these things. So now can you imagine the assembly now within, instead of going, sending it to Washington, not only sending it to Washington, but now sending it to your sheriff, and your sheriff sitting down saying, okay, here, we'll do, you got 10 things here? These 7 things I'll do. I'll help you do right now. These other things I may or may not agree with you, whatever. We'll see. Let's do the 7. These 7 I'll do them for you right now. And I'll hold my oath. I mean, can you imagine how that's going to be?
If he doesn't do it, vote him out.
Yeah, yeah. See,
that's the cool thing. Vote him out. Get him the heck out of there.
See, everybody where they live, you know, we're talking about a nation, a state, a county. In your county, most counties in America, almost all of them, except for Hawaii and Alaska, I think a couple others, your sheriff's elected. So you live in a small county. What you're asking to do, what you're trying to accomplish, to me, it's easier to, if I live in a small county, get some friends together, get some people together, raise $10,000, and if a sheriff's vulnerable at all, boom. That is my sign. I am doing everything I can. I'm finding a constitutional sheriff. I'm finding somebody who wants to fill that role, and then I'm putting him there. Instead of trying to train a sheriff to be that way, I'm finding the candidate and putting him there.
Right.
That's easier to me than what you're trying to do, to me.
Yeah. But what you're doing is wonderful, too.
Here, we got another caller, Dave. Last thought is yours, quickly.
Just because it's hard and it seems like it's an unattainable goal, that's not stopping us. You know,
no, it's great.
Touché. Hey, I'm with you.
Absolutely great what you're doing.
I'm supporting you.
Keep on doing it.
I'm supporting you. I've had you on the radio here now 15 minutes.
Yep.
Or whatever it's been.
I'm supporting you. This is what I want from you now, Daniel. I want you to go to michigandejure.org, okay? I want you to check that website out, and then I want you to check out the national-assembly.net, and then I want you to join us next Thursday on our National Assembly call and learn what we're doing. And then, you know, we don't have anybody representing Missouri, okay? We need somebody to be a coordinator to get Missouri assembled, okay, because we need as many states. We need all the states, obviously, right? But we don't want to do this alone. And
let me go over this real quick. National-assembly.net and michigandejure.org. We got it. Dave?
Okay. Great talking to you.
Great talking to you. Thank you for what you've done. Congratulations. We got another caller. What'd you say, Todd? Sherry? Sherry in Kansas, I believe. Sherry, you're live. You got a couple minutes.
Yes, you remember Ralph Winterud who helped Joyce with the Gulf War Illness film?
Yes, I think so, yes.
Up in Alaska. Well, yes. He's a legal scholar, constitutional scholar, and he says regularly on his show that technically since the Voting Rights Act Act of 1993, that there really are no local elections because everybody is voting under the citizen of the United States. And to vote for local elections, you have to be, you know, a citizen of your state, of one of the several states.
That's a great point.
You ought to talk to Ralph and...
What's the name? Do you have a contact?
Ralph Winterud.
Oh, Ralph. Oh, yes, of course. Yes, I know Ralph. See, everything that I agree with most of what Dave said. And what he's saying is true. Well, the things that Ralph say are true. And people also come on and say, well, the Bill of Rights don't matter anymore. Listen, it is going to be a force of will.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be about conviction. It will matter if we say it matters. It's just like these sheriffs in these counties. Everything that Ralph says is true about all this and local, blah, 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 blah. Everything that Dave said, blah, 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 blah. I'm not trying to discount it. It's true. But it's also true that if a sheriff stands up and says, I don't give a damn, the Bill of Rights is the law. Look, in my county, the Bill of Rights is the law. Well, then the Bill of Rights is the law in the county. That's it. With the force of will of the people, and they got the people behind them, it doesn't matter. 1871 doesn't matter. And that's where we're getting, if they come to your door, like in Australia, you think all these things matter and what's technically true, what's technically correct and blah, blah, blah. They don't care.
They don't care. Yeah.
It's a force of will. And the only thing that's keeping us from having an Australia type experience, in my opinion, Americans are too used to freedom. They're not going to accept it. And two, we have guns.
It's our guns, Dan.
Yeah. Yeah. It's our guns.
Yeah, I agree.
Back to the Bill of Rights.
Yeah,
that's right. Hey, love you, Sherry.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Take care.
God, John Singleton on the other side. You're going to want to stick around for him. I got to hurry up and switch over here to this. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Okay.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.